Okay, we're going to start from the Rashi on the first pasuk. Yikuli teruma. Li, lishmi. That's Rashi. A two-word Rashi. Yikuli teruma. Li, lishmi. For me, for my name. Many stars of what is actually wrong with that. Oh, that's right here. Jack, a couple of choice players we have there.
We're going to have to extend the field again.
Yeah, we may have to. So what's the buzz over here? What's bothering anybody? So there's a safe as the coloring. That's one of the shinim. And he says, what's going on over here? The equally truma. They should take for me a truma. Look, the safe as the coloring. It's inappropriate to say that for the Rebbeinu to say, do for me, take for me. He doesn't need you to do things for him, he says. And therefore, for me, with soy key, he says it's not an appropriate expression. That's Rebbeinu Shalom. And therefore he says, it doesn't mean for me, like in my place, in my stead, but rather lishmi, in my name. So that's the same as the Kohen. The Rav, that's the same Rav which writes on the Mishnayos. What he says, what's the word li altogether? Rashi wants to know. He says, what's the word li? V'yikhu teruma, that's all. What's the problem with saying v'yikhu teruma? But he says, there's a chiddush being said over here, that the teruma has to be mekudeshes lishmi. It has to be sanctified for my name. In other words, this is not only to explain how the word li would be appropriate in this situation, but rather also to give us a certain important halacha, which means it has to be mekudesh lishmi. It has to be mekudesh. We're going to later in the session see some more about that. The Marik, famous Marik, speaks a little bit more, a drop more at length about this. And he says, li lishmi, what does that mean? Kiloima, not the Marik. L'meleches l'hashri shchinosi b'neim. Yikhu li lishmi means they want my name among them. Name, and by the way, this is something that's important. Name. The word name, when it comes to your Rebbeinu Shel refers to the Hashras Hashchina. This is somewhat a bit touching on the Kabbalistic, but not too much for most people. The name is the Hashras Hashchina in this world. How and why is that? Well, that's easy to explain, actually. Because what does it mean when you say somebody's name? Sometimes it's a name as in Chaim Yankel Berel, and sometimes it's, he has a good name. He has a good name. What's a good name? Avraham is his name. His name is Berel. That's why that's a good name. What's a good name? Name also refers to reputation, right? He has a good name and he has a good reputation. And this works. Exactly. And this works in all various different languages, right? Again, it's not referring to the name as in whatever the word for that is, but as in the name of the reputation. In other words, what is... Now, how is that? The word shame is related to the word shema. Right? What is heard about one. So in other words, when we speak of a shame, when we're referring to the Rebbeinu, we're speaking about what is heard about him in this world. And that's Hashras Hashchina. Hashras Hashchina is Hashem as he is manifested within this world. Therefore, when we say the Yikhu Li Teruma Li Lishmi, we're referring to taking the name of Hashem to us, meaning bringing Hashem's presence within the world among us. So he says, when the Lechitz Ha'ashra Shechinosi B'neim, V'chein, Boroi Banisi Beis Zvoloch, I have built, Shleim HaMelech says to Hashem, a dwelling place for you, L'Shimcha, for your name, Shetashra Shechinosi B'neim, put your Shechin among us. Why? He says, the Iyash, again, he goes back to the same point that the same thing the Klan is making. Iyash, leave Voloch, it's only Matzor Chacha, for your need, I'm taking care of your needs for you. Can't be for the purpose of the need of Hashem, of a place. There's no way that this house over here is serving a purpose for Hashem as a place to actually be able to be found. And therefore, it must be that the Shaf is it's in order to have Hashem's name among us. So, are we missing a Chodesh of the Day? Is that the right one?
No, I'm not looking at it. What do you want?
I just want to make sure that you have it. So this is the... These are these several Rishonim here who are busy with the expression of life. There's another Rishon over here who's not very well known. I said things from him in the past here also. Yaakov Knievel, who was one of the Kadmonim, he said sometimes some serious things. But here, he's Medayik in a way that we usually find the Acharonim being Medayik. And he has the deed as follows. If you look into the Rashi, you'll see that Rashi says, Yikhu li teruma, hafrosho yafrisho li memoinum nebava. Right? So he says, actually, the Rashi that says, hafrosho yafrisho li memoinum nebava, is actually explaining the word v'yikhu. V'yikhu. V'yikhu means, hafrosho yafrisho li memoinum nebava. Acts of Yaakov Knievel, in that case, this comment of Rashi of Afroshi Afushulim and Moinim Nedova would seem to belong before the Rashi that says Li Truma Li Lashmi, because the word V'ikru is first in the pasuk. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he says Hayolay LeRab LeFarish Koydam Afushulim and Moinim Nedova Koydam Sheifarish Li Lashmi. Right? Why is that? Ayachisham Afarish Zev Milas V'ikru. So he says, what's going on over here? So he says, what's going on is that Rashi doesn't want to follow what the Medrash says there. And he wants to make sure that we are very clearly aware of that. The Medrash says that it means we are taking Hashem. We are taking Hashem to us. You should take me. This is actually the way that the Medrash explains this passage.
If it's the kash both on the matana, we should say the yitnu. Truma and
Yikhu
and Ali, both things
in the issue with the Medrash. That's the Medrash explains all of that by saying, Yikhu Li means Yikhu Aisi, take me. That's actually what the meaning is, Dr. Medrash. Pir Zhakosu, Oisi Atem Loikhen, you're taking me. So he says, actually, there's a lot of stuff. Pir Zhakosu, Hu, Shiaf Rishu Li, Memomainum Nadal. Right? That's what it means. Yichu li means yafrishu li mimomoinim nadova. Not take Hashem, but take a donation of your money for Hashem. That's what it actually means. Now, in that case, here's the kasha. Bishlam el pirish ha-medrish. Yovoi heitev li shapirish oisi atem loichem. Right? If we would follow the medrish, then we got the li. Li means you're taking me. So we got the lead. But according to what Rashi says here, where he doesn't say what the Medrash says, rather he says, Hafrosha Yafrisha Li Memoinim Nedova, he says, you're going to have a problem. If you say that chat, Hafrosha Yafrisha Li Memoinim Nedova, you're not going to understand it at all, because in that case, the word Li doesn't seem to make sense. So Rashi starts out first by telling you, Li means Li Lishmi. Don't be confused by that. Li means Li Lishmi. Now that we got that out of the way, but Rashi, what's the type of Yikhu? Hafrosha Yafrisha Li Memoinim Nedova. So he says, L'pirish Harav Li Hoi Li Loima El V'yikhu Teruma. What's the Li? Well, the Hikdim appears Li Lishmi. Tells you first, Li means Li Lishmi. Once we got that, now I can tell you my shots without you getting confused. Through my frosh I fish him when he So this is the Rashi over here.
The Kiddush, that's Rashi, Truma, our frosh, that's coming to explain the Yifu. Is Rashi learning coming to explain the word Truma? And it could flow into the Rashi very smart. No. As Rashi says, that the word Truma usually means the lost not ball. The Kashi here, the word Truma means our frosh.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of different things to say in their Rashi.
As you look at the Rashi, Truma Afrosha, that's all great. But then when he goes back and says, Yafrishu Lim and Ramayin and Nadova, these things going back to the
Afrosha. Once Truma means Afrosha, he has to change the posse.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. They each of them like this. Right? Yeah. It's one of you saying about their own period. It's
incredible
of what
Rashi. It's quite breaking up into two.
Yeah, Rashi would have contained that if it would have been clearer. It's probably someone probably says that back to us by home. One was another full life. So Rashi, and let's see another Rashi over here. Rashi and Tikkus to Mosi, further down in the Rashi, he says, oh, the ball. Pull over a chair. Oh. Oh. Got the best seat in the house. Oh. yeah, that's what he's always concerned about with me. I'm not even his father. Right. Rashi, at the end of the Yamato Tikkos Tumasi, Rashi says, Yud Gimel Dvarim Amurim Ve'inyan, the 13 things, which are listed all there, Kulam, all the 13 different types of Nadavis, Kulam Hutzur Chulam Alecha Tamishkon, Oy Lebig Deiko Hona, Kishet Tidak Deiko Boa. These 13 things here, all are necessary for Melechas HaMishkan, or they're necessary for Big Dikone. So go through them one by one, and you'll see that the 13 things all are necessary for Melechas HaMishkan, or for Big Dikone.
Were you in Rashi?
Rashi, the end of Tikkos Tumasi. The end of Tikkos Tumasi. Rashi gives us a number here, which many Yishayim seem to be bewildered by. Many Yishayim seem to be bewildered by this number. There's the Mishnah of Canaan from the Mali Seis, there's the Rav, there's the Sefer Zikaron again, the Tirmut Tavdashem, there's Imre Noyam, etc. Well, we can't go through everyone who asks this on the Rashi, but everybody seems to be bewildered. Where did Rashi get that number 13 from? Because if you start counting, almost all of the Rishonim say that if you can't, you're going to find 15 things. Rather than 13.
13 times better.
Oh, I see that also. Oh, you sure, you sure.
Thank
you.
Sure.
Let's check out this. This is Murphy's Law.
The quickest way to get rid of the cameras, if you don't, put out like a chair.
That's the first meeting. I have two little chairs, and a voice is back. So, I promise that we make more of them, and more of them than we can.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have to
make an addition here.
Yeah.
Make the table fancy.
Sure, I need to take this out of here.
I'm good.
Yes. That's definitely good. So I just want to repeat what the Rav says, and then we'll see where we can go with that, and then we'll see a little bit more. Rav. Torah Liyashim. Test more. There's 15 things here. What is Rav saying that 13? Nearly, Dr. Rav, that he's not counting into the list Shemel Amorim, Tomel Shemel Amishkan. Those two are here, but the Shemel and the Tomel are not part of Rashi's list of 13. That's why even if you find 15, it's actually 13, because take those two out. Why? Because he says these did not come as an Adahar in the Midrash Amishkan. The people gave him Adahar here for. Rather, they came from Tumas HaMishkan, because they're Shaul Kabon and Tzibur. They didn't come over here. At all. Void. Shemo Yer Yitzrichim, and Melechas HaMishkan. Actually, these are two sides of the same coin. They weren't part of the Midrash HaMishkan, because they weren't necessary for the Melechas HaMishkan. And therefore, they don't get counted. That's 13. Now we ask the obvious question. If that's the case, Lama Kosar Kosar Emtad Vorm Vorm and Adolfo. Right? Now, the truth of the matter is, what's even funny is, he puts it, Hoyaloy Lichtav Acher Ati Shitim Avni Shem Avni Mul, should have been afterwards. Now, if you ask me, I say, I don't know why it belongs here altogether. Right? But he says, Hifstiko Enyam, it's stuck in here to be Maksik to Enyam. Why? Because the Avni Shem and Avni Miluim also were not given exactly together with the rest of the Nodas. Everyone knows that the Avni Shem and Avni Miluim came from the Nephilim. And therefore, in order to make a hafsok in the middle, we jump in here with something that has nothing to do with the Inyan, which is Shemen and Mesoma, which is not used to build a Mishkan. So, this Rav, to me, is going to show it off. Why is that? Because I have altered shtick already for years without a Rav. Well, the imam, excuse me, welcome, let's gather right over here. Because, of course, again, the obvious question is great. So it's not part of the list. Why is it here? And the excuse that he tells you is, perhaps the Kohenian still doesn't tell you why something that doesn't belong here. You can ask him whatever you want. You can say, behemoth will come bonus. You want to say that? Right? If you're going to talk about things that don't belong in the parasha because they're not part of the Mishkan, Mishkan, why choose Shamal Amor to tell the Shamal Mishkan? I'm just going to take Asher.
That's an amazing question.
Oh, no.
But I'm not going to say it
otherwise. Better. Another compliment.
What do you need Shamal for Mishkan? You use Shamal Mishkan.
Yeah, you use it. Behemoth also. The Kabbalah is Talmud every day, right? You use Seulas every day in the Mishkan. You need Mishkan Kavitah. These things are all necessary, right?
Why are we asking this?
But no. But what
why
we're listing
these?
Here, yeah, why? Not that why these is a question also because the things on the list here are things that are meant to build the building. Right. It's not listing off here. We're not listing off things that are used for the avodah. Right? Right? It's a very clear distinction between melacha and avodah. The melacha of the mishkan is building the actual mishkan.
So the mishkan is not building the actual mishkan. You need it for
matzah. Okay. However, some of the shaman on Mishra, that would be right, but then, there's the Tavim, the Zekaman, the Shaman Amor, the Zekaman. Well, this is a part of the Avodah.
It burns 24 hours. No, doesn't it constantly burn the shaman?
Yeah.
It's not a Mishra,
yeah,
with
actually,
us.
No, it actually
huh?
Doesn't
burn. Yeah. Put
it
yeah, out. That's an
interesting point you make.
Yeah, it's material for every liquor.
Okay.
So it's not a Mishra
without
the shaman.
Oh, okay. I actually want to go there. I want to go there. But before we do that, I want to bring up a couple of more points over here. Because we do see, Taka, that is, for some reason there is an explanation what these things are for. That's already strange. When you look at all the whole list over here, it doesn't say what these things are for. What does it say? So, Zom, Akasav, and Achresh, Trelis, Agam, Glas, Son, and Shesh, Reason, maybe wondering, what are all these things for? But guess what? Nobody's going to tell you. Or you say, Lamadon, or Yitzchash, what are we using that for? I won't tell you. Shaman, Lamor. Mithalim, Shaman, Yisrael, there's a Tham. Only these things have explanations for what they're for. Now, Avni Shev Avni Leib Lachayshon, like I said before, based on what the Rav says, where it says leave, Hashmei Shetei Atzum, Malif Leib Mekudeshes Lashmei, yes, and I'll say a little bit more about that soon, is because Avni Shev Avni Leib Lachayshon, as I heard years ago from one of my rabbis, that had to be said over here because all other things that were brought to the Mishkan had to be processed in one way or another. And that processing could have been done l'shmot. So bringing it to the Mishkan didn't have to be done l'shmot. Why? Because the avoda of creating this out of that and that out of the other, even when it comes to pressing olives and getting oil out of it, that's a process. Coloring things, whatever it is. Right? But Avnei Shev, Avnei Miluim, Leifas V'Lachayshan, fell, as we know, with the month. And haven't gone anywhere. Right? There was no processing to do. It was taken as is and given to the Mishkan. So it had to be said. The Havah had to be done with Shema. You needed a Lishma right there. No, but that leaves us with, what about Shema Lamoy, the song of Shema Lamoy, the song of I think the simplest answer is, it has to be explained. Because it's not one of the things to build a Mishkan. It's something for something else. And why does that need to be said? I want to go into just another couple of criticisms. Beginning of Parshas Ba'aleh, a lot of people have this kasha. I think it's another good nekuda and it's going to take us right to the point of view. Beginning of Parshas Ba'aleh, it says, that Ha'alos is a follow-up straight out of the end of Nasa. In the end of Nasa, a whole bunch of carbonates to be mechalech the Mishkan, right? To renew it, to not renew it, but actually to begin it. Better can't go. So what happens? Aaron says he's not involved, like who Ha'alos is, right? Dr. Ashi, in the beginning of Ha'alos, Shalcha Gedoyle Mishalohem, Sh'atam Hazuk Meitim, like, wow. What is that? Again, he and his shevet are left out of bringing the Kavanas to start off the Mishkan. Why? Your mother's going to make it on there. What is that up to do with anything? If you want to do that, then you can say, after, maybe Minchat Chavitah. Atomakiv is called a carbonate, it's cool. Atomakiv gamas a carbonate is a hela. There's all kinds of amazing nechomas you can give. But how is it that the Atomakiv Mater of Sanedis in particular is any kind of replacement for not being Mechanus of Mishkon or Gedoylo Mishalohem? Why is it Gedoylo Mishalohem? It's not Yadol, Fidrush. Ramban says that the pshat is that Hanukkah lasts forever, but of course that's not the pshat. So what is it that's going on over here? So if you look at the Rashbam over there, the Rashbam says that all the rest of the Avodas already have been over. At that point, those Avodas were over, but only the Hadlaka Nimshachas. The Hadlaka continued. Right? What does that mean? What does that actually mean, that the Hadlaka Nimshachas? So, I want to go with what you said before, which is, the mashmoyus of all of these things together is, that actually lighting the menorah is part of Hakamas HaMishkon. In other words, it becomes a Mishkon when you have a menorah lit in it. And therefore every day, as Aaron HaKoyen lit the menorah, he built a Mishkon. He's Mechanas HaMishkon. All over again. Every morning. And now, boom. Boy, do we understand what it means when Chazal say, you weren't Mechanic with one card at one time, every day you're putting up the Mishnah. And you're complaining. In other words, in the Lomdus, what's going to come out of here, yeah.
I don't understand why it's called making the Mishnah every time, every day.
In other words, the Pshat will be as follows. Calls the man you don't have a lit Menorah in the Mishkan, you don't have a Mishkan. So as you light the Menorah, you're building a Mishkan. No state though.
Okay, okay, okay. Is this the mirror? I'm just saying the mirror. It's ending. It's completing it.
Okay. But it's not here before and out there. Right? Now you see it. Now you don't. Right?
The building is there. The Hashor Sashkin is. So that Hashor Sashkin is the
Mishkan. In other words, Pavos was an underhold. Okay? Vos state though. It seems that this is what is being said here. Right? Is that Komus HaMishkan. And this makes it so beautiful, looks like a guess. Makes it so beautiful. Hatlokas Aneira is Ksheiru Bizar. Hatobas Aneira is, you need a Koya. It's a Pella. Hatobas Aneira is, you need a Koya. Hatlokas Aneira is Ksheiru Bizar. What's the chance? You can't do Avoidus and Amei Samigdosh. You can't do Avoidus and Amei Samigdosh. You have to figure out how theoretically it didn't work. It's from a very long stick, which goes in there because you can't get in. Those not only go in, the reason why I like the Noya. So interesting.
The sleeping light. Here's a long night. You buy the same story. You buy the long night. You buy the long night.
The sleeping is Ksheir Bezor Pshatiz. It's not Avoidus before them, but Etzem. The Eik Avoidus starts with Zik and Fesh. But here, what's going on? I've walked with Pnim, so I bring the Pnim. Here, Yeshua. I think that Pnim is Bishwik Shayla Vizor. Hechon of Paul is over because of that. No, if you understand that this is actually that Koma Samishkan, go to Bishwik Shayla Vizor. Why not? It's not, in other words, the distinction, what are the distinctions between Moloch and Avoid is that Moloch is Shayla Vizor. And Avoid is not Shayla Vizor. So once you understand that this is a Moloch, you understand what's Shayla Vizor? The Chmeyot.
Is there a spell
in the license? Yeah, it's not that. It is a spell. Like I said, this is my altistic of mine, and it was my mishamachtik mitzvah shal roch. See this Ram, who points out these things don't belong here, but they're there anyway. And once you understand it, I understand why it's listing in the Baal Shem Yishkon. Why? Because it is listing anything and everything that is used to build the Mishkon. And these are some of the things they used to build the Mishkan. Now, Genesis, like you mentioned before, like the Gimel, that's another one I'm going to show you. Yeah.
Then at night,
it's done the Mishkan, huh? Oh, now, I don't think that as it said it. The Mishkan is good for the Machlokes, whether it lights.
When there was a
little
night, there was only Rashi.
Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi and the Rambam about that goof.
I
can't remember how to do the Mishkan.
There was a list,
they were saying that. If you go with that, like the other sheet that's always lit by Hashem, for here, for there.
Okay, Taylor and
Have I told that before? Sometimes I was thinking, as I, you know, what he mentioned over here before, when was it lit? And was it lit the whole time? When was it the time? Did you say that?
I actually looked there.
I was saying about the stock of water.
And
there's
something was lit.
It's very nice, your chant, Shemal Amor, but what's the Shemal Amor?
You can also understand, Shemal Amor, like the Rishon said, that's the easy one. The Shemal Amor is necessary to make anything into anything, right?
No,
Shemal Amor is what I was talking about. The Shemal Amor, Shemal Amor, the Rishon was saying before, that's possible. Because the Shemal Amor is needed for anything and everything. Yeah, how can you come there without that?
Oil went on every Shemal Amor, went on every keli, everything that was in there, in the base of the thing?
Every single thing.
It wasn't just the Kohen Gadol or whatever.
No, everything had oil in Shemal Amor. That's the best. So, we should probably skip the Kabbalah to peace here, but the Maisim is based in the Noyam, which was printed the first time in Hei Alof and Shin Chavar, it was 450 years ago, and it was a leaflet at that time of Perushi HaTesis and other Yishayim, and he brings over here, I'm always fascinated, of course, about it, whenever I find the Yishayim saying things that sound Kabbalistic, that's the reason I'm repeating this right now. Well, nice that he takes the Yud Gimel and he says that this is the same Yud Gimel, connected Eli Yud Gimel Dvar, and Yeshbi Yechaz called Yud Gimel Malbushim. Yud Gimel Malbushim, by the way, is in Perek Tezayin of Yechaz, which is about from Posseg Yud to Posseg Yud Gimel, Ad Chomeshi and all the Tatas, it's such a whole list of 13 Malbushim that Kabbalistic was given, and all 13 were lost when they serve the ego, right? So, but it's again 13. And then he says, every tzaddik has in an age 13 chuppas, 13 naris tafar someone, 13 chuppas, canopies, naris tafar someone, rivers of tafar someone, whatever that is, some kind of a, I'll say perfume. It's all mashal, obviously. Dixiv, toichoy rotuf ahavo. V'chein, ha'yisi kechli oivet. What's he saying when he says that? Toichei rosef avo, ha'yisi kechli oivet. Yeah, avo and oivet are both 13. So rosef avo means it's 13. Toichei rosef avo, 13 things. And then kechli oivet is when we lost the 13 thing. Oivet is again 13. But this 13 thing, v'chein, yud gimul vorem, l'kaporo, b'yem kipurim, mispastu solachtik t'vorecha. Yud gimul midas, yud gimul midas ha'teren ha'jashas, there's so many things which are 13, and again, all these 13 are actually the 13 of Yud Gimel Mechil and Berachme, Yud Gimel Tikkun Edikma Kadisha, actually, which has to do with, actually, when we say in the Yotzim before Yud Gimel Midas on Yom Tov, it says, in the Erev Sheba Orech, Yich Meshach Mech, as Kaskar, it's another, I'm not going to get into too much of that right now. But Lamaisa, you have Orech Amten and you have Zer Amten. Orech Amten is a dagger of Atmusa Yisborach, which is well beyond this world. It's called Orech Amten, a long faith, literally. That means the big faith, as opposed to the Zer Amten, the little faith, which this world is. The Rebbeinu built this world and owns this world, it's called Zer Amten, which is a reflection of Orech Amten. But each dagger has its own, has all of the daggers within it. So in Orech Amten there is a Ze'er Amten. And in the Ze'er Amten is an Orech Amten. So Ze'er Sheva Orech is really a Gimel Midas Av. But Orech is well beyond this world. So the Yud Gimel Midas are over there, those Yud Gimel Midas. But Yud Gimel, every time you have Yud Gimel, that you have, everyone knows that there's Esther Spheres. Well, the Esther Spheres repeat themselves countless times as it goes down the Dargis from above to below. And so each 10 goes like that, but the three bottom ones of the previous oilom become the meichin of the next 10. That's why we always keep on having 13. This is too much for it right now. it is too much right now. Basically, the way it works is that every 10 is meichin, and it goes down to regis, and it goes down to lemaisa. Those are the three parts of every 10. But the moichem of each ten on the kavel from the bottom of the previous oil on top of them. And that becomes 13. Right? That's
what you say, Malchus, part of the
next. That's actually not the story, but each one turns the next oil into a Malchus. But there's another, there's Galus or whatever happened before, and that's this alteration over here. Let's move on a little bit over here to another Rashi, and then maybe one more Chanukos. So Rashi, let's look at Rashi in Pasuk Hey. Rashi in Pasuk Hey. Ati Shitim. Rashi discusses the Ati Shitim that they brought. Now Ati Shitim, anyone who makes a simple Hezbollah will see that they needed to have very, very long Ati Shitim with them because there was so much going on in the Mishkan that needed long beams of wood. And the question Rashi has is, Ati Shitim, Ayin Hoyu Lahem Bamidbar. How did they have Ati Shitim in the Midbar? Pirish Rav Tanchuma. Rav Tanchuma is a Farish. Yaakov Avinu Tzofag Ruach HaKredesh HaSidin Yisrael Livnos Mishkan Bamidbar. Behevi Arozim LeMitzrayim. He brought Arozim down to Mitzrayim with him when he came from Eretz Yisrael. Unetoom, he planted them, transplanted them actually, to fact. The Tzivo Labon of Litzlom Yimon's Kishe Yetzum Yimitzayim. He told his children, take it along with them when they leave Mitzrayim. So Rashi's question, that's a good question. Yeah.
There's no mention of them, but Mashallah, nothing. You know, the cross thing, they're all holding
these a number of them. We're holding such Ati Shifa.
And they already hit all those camels, right? 90 camels per person, right? With all the gold and silver in here, right?
Okay, I'll look at that. A little bit more also this one. Yeah. So the question that Rashi asks, which is, I know you love my midbar, very legitimate question. But then Rashi launches into this message, which Rashi always claims he's going to fix the Shomekhil. So what's wrong with saying that they went and bought them? Tagore Yumi Sa'ilam, what's wrong with that? Couldn't buy from Tagore Yumi Sa'ilam? Right? Why not? What did he say that there was some yar of Ati Shitim, but he cut it down?
There's no way to do that.
What about, again, it says that they bought things from Tagore Yumi Sa'ilam, it doesn't say that. Right? It does say that they had commerce with others. So what's the problem with saying that that's what happened over here?
It was a Midbar. There's no one there.
They had a buy.
They still had commerce going on anyway. Yeah, they had it. It was very famous that there's an encampment of 3 million people in the Midbar. So if you wanted to be involved in trade and commerce successfully, that was a place to go. Okay? That's what you do. Wherever people are, others go out to sell stuff. So what was wrong with saying they needed us to shoot them? You have to get into the room. Go home and bring that back on your next trip. Okay? You're going to say that. Now, one of the interesting things is Rashi, it's very unusual for Rashi to quote who it is that he brings anything from. Rashi, almost everything that he brings comes from Chazal, from one place or another. But he never tells you that. In the new Chumashim, they did a job on that. Bringing you Makairis, which Gemara, which Medrash, which Tachon, which this, which that, Rashi never tells it you. Whenever Rashi does say a source, the others who are going to jump all over it and tell you what does Rashi want right there, by telling you the name of the Baal HaMemra. But if there's some kind of remez in there or not, so that's an interesting question. But in any case, Rashi does say it's in Tanchuma. But Rashi adds some words to the Tanchuma. Because the Medrash Tanchuma just says, Umeheichon Hoyu. That's all. Ati Shitim, Meheichon Hoyu. Rashi says, Me'ayin Hoyu Lehem Bamidbar. So what does Rashi want over here? What does Rashi want with adding this word Bamidbar? Another thing is, Yaakov Avinu Tzofag Ruach HaKredesh HaSidin Yisrael Livnos Mishkan. The Hevi Arozim LeMitzrayim. He brought Arozim to Mitzrayim. Unetom. And he transplanted them from Eretz Yisrael. Is that also important? What would be wrong with just saying, Yaakov Avinu Tzofag Ruach HaKredesh HaSidin Yisrael Livnos Mishkan. Amidbar, Hesiva Labon of Litho, after Shechem Yimon Shechem.
Because their roots were Eretz
Yisrael.
They would
have been seedlings.
Well, 210 years should be enough.
Yeah.
No, but the child, why did he have to bring? And why do we have to know that he brought them? And what's wrong with bringing just straight there? The child, conceivably, would have grown them as well as Eretz Yisrael. Wow. The most part of the world.
Of course, the Tov, no, it's the same. It's Mitzrayim, they were Gerim, Mitzrayim, right? Yeah. So still, but it's still grew in Mitzrayim. Of course, the Tov, even though Paro was bad, they were bad to begin, but still, they got the wood from Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu with the water, right? So of course, the Tov. Maybe of course, the Tov from Mitzrayim. Even to bad, there's of course, the Tov. Even to Mitzrayim. Maybe that's what it's teaching you. That, no, they took their resin from Mitzrayim.
Yeah, but the question is, they didn't take their resin from Mitzrayim. Why not? In other words, my question is, why did Yaakov have to bring them? Yaakov grew up from Eretz Yisrael, planted the Israeli arrows in
them. Oh, in the
yeah. That's the question. What's also the reason for the Tzav itself? Didn't
happen.
Shera. No, I don't. Did you?
Okay. Hands down. Yeah, I don't know. It's all the Tumah.
They
weren't
from the trees left after the
Boros.
A few miles away.
The time is full of Tumah. And as far as Boros is concerned, again, Boros could have killed these two. That's no problem. The same time is full of Tumah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So even there, even there.
All this comes out. All this comes out.
They planted them in the trunk. Where did they plant them? With the nothing. Where were they planted? They took it from...
Took it from his own, planted it in the trunk. Transplanted. Question, why? Why did you take it straight from the trunk?
They were affected by the borrow.
Okay, so let's...
So they took it from the trunk. They united the trees in front. They cut them down.
Yeah? They were told. They were actually told a few days earlier.
And he has the Antishitim on it.
A little bit earlier, from the Shredish Nissen, they were told exactly when they were going to go out, and, you know, and then they had to pick the sheep, and from then they had plenty of time being busy sewing stuff and whatever it was. Okay, but sewing, you know. Anyone who's done any sewing? Reuven?
Yeah.
Anyone who's done any sewing, yeah.
Do they saw it, or do they use an axe to cut it down, you know?
No, that it doesn't take that long, guys. How long does it take to cut a tree?
You get a couple good strong men in it, they can get it down in an hour. And then you got to trim the branches, that's a half a day.
I'll come upon him. So she says like this, Yashi is following the Mahalach Wolfner. Because what we find over here, in all of this tikkul business, all through, it never says the Lashon of going to bring it. Right? It just says, take it from these people, take it from those people. The Mashmoras of Shusa of the Pesukim over here is that everything was already there. They already had it. Right? Nothing that they had to go, you know, not to go buy, bring, or anything else. You either just take it from the people who have it. So everybody has something, and whatever it is already had. So now he starts going through, how is it that they already had everything? So he already told us earlier on that Cheles is not the Tzeva Cheles, it's Temer Tzavua. Temer Tzavua, you can have, right? Not the Tzeva itself. Tzeva Tzavua, you have Tzeva like this, Tzeva Chelet, Tzeva Agoma, it's a Tzeva that has it, right? So here comes the question, Rashi says. The Mizbar, how did they have already, Atei Shita? So Rashi is not following a Mahalach there that says they went and bought them from somewhere. It's that they're in the Mizbar with this already. And by the time the Rashi comes along and says, Tikhu Estrumasi, it means take it, which means it's there. Now Rashi wants to know, why is it there? Therefore Rashi goes back to having it before already. That's why he explains to us that the Hemshah to what he said before, just like the Tzemer, they already had it before, they had this before. But it, that would be strange. It's not the Derech to use these long beams of Atishitim, so why would people have been schlepping it through the Yam Sof, right? Unless there was a reason for them to be walking with beams that are, you know, so many feet long. This is Rashi's problem. But Rashi, Yaakov Avinu had it prepared in advance. It wasn't prepared in advance. There's no way anyone has a thing like this. How and why would he? But he said he brought it. But why did Taka bring it? Couldn't they Taka have done exactly that? Get it from Tagorim, get it from a forest, get it from a sign, whatever it is. But Lamaisa Klaliso was Mesnachim in Mitzrayim itself. All through the years, Klaliso was Mesnachim from these Atishim. Because Yaakov Avinu had planted them and told them in advance, when you leave Mitzrayim, this is the confidence Yaakov Avinu has as he schleps and logs these heavy Atei Shita to replant them in Egyptian soil, yeah, he's being Menachem Klaus all through the Golos. I'm saying, when you leave Mitzrayim and go there and you're going to build a Mishkan, so these trees are here, and they're here. years and years, 210 years, Chalitza will pass by these groves of trees or wherever they had it over there, and they saw with their own eyes these daros and the Yaakovim had told them, "Litkol mimom kishiyetsum mimitzrayim," and they were arosim from Eretz Yisrael, which reminded them these trees left Eretz Yisrael and these trees are going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They came from there and they're going there. You came in with them and you're going out with them. And who knows if that's not a shtickle remez, what Rashi means when he says Pirshem Tachoma. Because Lamaisa, the whole Rashi here is about the Muhammad that Yaakovina was giving to Kalash all along the way. Maybe he's Miramim for that when he uses the name of the Bala Maimer here.
What?
Well, the shtickle lights a lot, but Kenneth Aranbach, but it does remind me though of Shalmat Kharubashka, who told one of the first things he taught when he came out of jail, or the first day or two when he came out. He said that when he went into jail, he went in with an old copy of Shadow of the Tochen of Kharuz Alvonsk. And he said to whoever was willing to listen, "I came in with the Shadow of the Tochen of Kharuz Alvonsk, I'm going to walk out of this jail with it." Lamaisa though, when he was released by surprise and they told him he can't take anything. He has to leave everything behind and they'll send it out behind him. Except one thing, take a towel and someone, nothing else. Not also a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That morning, for some reason, he put the Shire of the Tone of his road into his house. So every day he put it, lock it up in his locker. That day he put it in his house, and I heard this from his own mouth. Yeah? He put it into his house on that day and he walked out of there with the Shire of the Tone of his road. Which he said he was going to do, and it was just a big message when I was reminded that he was walking out with that, because that's what was getting him out of it. That child was talking, got him out. He was saturated with the talking in a way that I've never seen. But like somebody at the Yid here in Detroit, who was kind of the council correspondent with him while he was in jail. Right, who was it?
Achanan Jacobowitz.
Oh, it's a normal thing. But I read his book well before I came here, and he writes had a letter, he had the letters back and forth, then he went and visited him in jail. And as he was leaving, he was overwhelmed and overcome with tears. He's leaving to see the Nebuch stuck there, and he's walking out into freedom. He felt so terrible. And he says to him, "Shalmotcha, I promise you, I'm coming back, so I'll be back here in a few weeks." He said, "I'm not going to be here anymore." And he said, "You cannot imagine how real that was. How real that was." And I think people looked at him as a lunatic all along. Until he walked right out of there. It's not much money, Dick. Because they want to think about Chavakah is glory of Jerem. So what they have been created today, of course, could have another Chavakah is in there. And then we have a few Chavakah is copies there. I want to look in with me.
I think he's called, I was wondering, why is he called a Chavakah? Because there's so many Rishon and Rishon and Rishon and Rishon.
Ah, and Rishon. It's a Kaddish. Kaddish doesn't call almost anybody. It's several. Shua Kaddish, Chaima Kaddish, Ashi Kaddish. Several. Kaddish somehow has, even though you're in the VMA, but in the VMA, somehow it goes across body lines, like they say. All over the place. It's called Chaima Kaddish. Why is Kaddish? I said, is it Kaddish? Abenu HaKaddish.
No, the question is, what did he do? Did we come?
I said that his Amos was called completely above Eilam Hazeh. That's what it really is. It's Mufin Shemugda. It's the Kodesh name, Mufin Shemugda. Okay. Now, Chaim HaKodesh, the Pasuk test, Perik Chofei Pasuk test. And if we see it in context, this Pasuk actually, Perik Chofei Pasuk test, after he finishes telling us everything that we're going to bring, also we make Mikdash Shechanti B'Sai Chomes of the Pasuk test, and then it says, "Kechoy l'asher ani mare o yischo, estabes hamishkan estabes kolkelo v'chein tarasu." And there are others and many others that don't understand this pasuk at all. What is it saying? Is something he said in this pasuk at all? Is it a hemshich to before? Is it not a hemshich to before? Okay. What's going on? So first he goes into a pshat ba'arichus gedoyl, which will not be forthcoming right now here. But I want to go into the shtickle where it says the Derech Remez. The Derech Remez Yirmuz. See that there, Jameson? The shtickle of the Derech Remez Yirmuz. Got it? Tarek Ramas. Yirmoy Zakosov. Vayimrei Beskeder Zeh. Shehiktem. Veshochamti Besoichom. Koidem Oimrei Kechot. It says, also in the Mishnah, I will rest among them. And it says that as an immediate preface to Kechol Hashem Maro Yisro. Voyma lo inyin goda. He wanted to tell him a very big matter, the subject. Important point. It has to be made. Why is that? Ki v'chinas ha-kedusha v'hadrogo yisteho loy v'geder ha-mispor. Which means, the different levels of Gedusha which are attainable within this world or perceivable within this world are not together, I miss meaning they are innumerable. Right? Innumerable. Why? Ki gavoya me al gavoya u gavoyim. That's borrowed from the positive. Gavoya al gavoya shema. Gavoyim aleim. In other words, one is higher than the other and higher ones above those. There are countless levels of Kedusha, perceivable within this world. Haloi Kemso, he asked a beautiful Ha'oro. Oim Ramzal, Echot Shei Yoi Shavai Sik Batayro, Shechini Himoi. Shenema, Cholamok and Shavaz Kei Yashmi. One person, who sits on his Torah, Shechini is there, Pasik for that. V'omri Al Bei Zegimel, V'hei V'asoro, V'kol Echot Kefi Adro Galsen. Right? So what's going on over here? Be'etem, he's hinting at a kasha, which he doesn't explicitly state, but in other words, if you tell me that one person is sitting on his Torah has a Shekhinah there, what? Yeah, there'll be a point that I'm repeating, and also two, and also three, and also five, and also ten. So what's going on? Especially, says, if you go further into the Medrash, the Shekhinah only rests on 600,000. And we can't tell him that the Torah law of it, that's why Yabonim is so sound. He needed the 600,000 or the Tamil Lam Torah. Even though the others were greater, but they weren't that number. They couldn't have that Ashur Sashkina. What's going on? We can't takish with Tadun. He had drogi sakidusha he may Allah for Tamil Chibi. He's from one to 600,000, they're from levels of Kedusha. And therefore, to say, when there's one, there's the Shekhina. Now we're telling you, when there's two, there's the Shekhina, because it's more. When there's three, the separate level, five, the separate level, ten, the separate level, 600,000, a completely different level. So there's so many different levels of perception of Kedusha, and even of the presence of Hashem within the world, depending on how many people are there.
We can all step into that.
We can. However, right now, quantitatively, there's going to be a tremendous difference quantitatively. How many people are there? In other words, the more you can get through us, you have 10 people, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly 10. Oh, you're welcome. So there's a certain level of Kedushan of Ashur Sashkina that is present with 10, that's not present with less than 10. Of course, he doesn't even have to bring the simple example of a minion. Right? The worship of Kedushan, we only see with a minion. Right? In other words, can we tap into that? So each individual within a minion can tap into that more, right? But it's not going to be there with less than 10. Then you can tap into lower levels of Kedushan, even with your own self. Come to the Seichon. Right, every person has their own little private based on Mikdash HaMishkan within themselves. But, great. Then we begin with HaMispah. That's as far as quantity is concerned. We begin with HaEichos. Quality, he says. Kama HaDrogis MeEchot LaEchot HaDein Kei. From one person to the other. Right, different people. Each individual has a different level of Kedusha depending on how much they have prepared themselves and made themselves a Kaili for it. Right? So in other words, different people are going to have different levels of Kedusha, different individuals are different levels of Kedusha, qualitatively. So what's going on? In other words, the version says, I'll arrest you. How? How much? To what degree? Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know. In other words, what level of Kedusha will be present within this Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu is one more. Since there are so many different levels. And then it's Chakim Hashem v'dibei elof kadvor ma'il. And he says, therefore, it's the Hemshech. V'shachanti b'seichol, I will dwell among them, I will be present among them. To what degree? K'chol Hashem ani ma'ir o'ischo. Somach k'chol Hashem l'v'shachanti. It's the Hemshech l'v'shachanti. Lo'yma. Ki oyisto bechina medaberes imoi, which is the furthest that any individual human being has ever perceived of the Rebbeinu. Ever. Who says that? The Pasuk says that. Like, come novi oid v'Yisrael k'moisha. Hashem doi, Hashem panam oponim. Peel peh adab avoy, umar v'loi b'chidr. There's nothing like that. Right? Nothing like that. Yisrael b'aspaklaria me'ira. Right? In other words, like Rambam explains in Shmoneh Prokim, what does Yisrael b'aspaklaria me'ira? That means the separation, so to speak, between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What he sees them through is completely transparent, and there's only separation in terms of the fact that he's within a physical body. That's all. Further than the fact that he's in a physical body, nothing is in the way. Moshe Rabbeinu perceives things like nobody ever can. And like the Rambam says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest human who ever walked the face of this earth. And that's the level of Shekhinah that was available within that Mishnah. Kishir oisa hamerkova asher hoya mareyu yishkin b'serechom. That is the level of Kedusha and of course and of Shekhinah that will be readily available within the Mishkan which Moshe built. The house that Moshe built. That's what it is. He put himself in there. And therefore, that dagger of Kedusha and of course is also was available within that Mishkan for everybody. Ukefi zeh tia miksheres tevet kechol in Mishkan. Of course, the Shekhanti was Teichol. To what degree? Kechol HaShanim Haro Yitzchol. As I'm showing you, that's what will be within the Mishkan for everybody. So this is Moedek. In other words, what I think the lesson over here is that every Yit gains from having a Moshe Rabbeinu around. Because Moshe Rabbeinu brings our Shor's Hashkina into his Doer and into the his handiwork in a way that the rest of us cannot. But it's on his level. So we can somehow tap into that, like you said before. Tap into that. And once we can tap into that, maybe some of it can rub off on us. An old Chassidish Maisa, as they say. About a Chassidish Yid, he was Nefta, and he goes to Gan Eden. And finished. So he complained bitterly. So I understand. May Ein Oyuham Abo Yom Shabbos Menuch. But the Shabbos that I had in that world was a thousand times better than this guy even here. What did they say to him? They said, Avyadavelt was the guy that ever Shabbos. Both the bank Shabbos. Everybody get the Yiddish on? Everybody got the Yiddish? In other words, yeah, you can tap in, but then you need to let it rub off on you and actually create an effect. Otherwise, you're surrounded by a certain atmosphere, but it's not actually permeating. But our job is to get the Shaychus, take advantage of the great people we have around, appreciate them, and then have a sink in.